y'all, this is Astro Dim laying in my bed, cause you know it's my bed in astrology. Bed in astrology. 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 Hi guys. I haven't talked to y'all in a minute and I apologize for that. I've been not only busy, but lethargic, tired, all that, and a little bit sick. Like, when the weather changes, like, drastically, I get sick, and it's been actually really beautiful where I'm at in the northeast of the United States. However, the temperature significantly drops at night, and that's when I get kind of, you know, I don't know, my body doesn't like drastic change in weather. Like, you would think I'll get used to it since I've been in the northeast of the United States for so long and we're known for our ever-changing weather and everything and our unpredictable weather, but my body's like, nah, bitch, get back to your roots. Now, I have ancestry in the Americas. My family has always been here, which is pretty badass. Yes, folks, Black people have always been in America. Can you believe it? Yeah. Anywho, my family has always been in the South on both sides. So, you know, my mom is the first generation to be up north. Well, I mean, she had uncles that lived up here, but she's the only one that really stayed. Her and her some of her siblings, and then my dad. My grandpa on my dad's side was the one that came up here, and they eventually met and all that jazz. But we have roots in the South, which don't have the weather just stays generally between, like, let's just say this, the difference within the weather, no matter what season it is as drastic as it is up here. So I think it's just kind of like my ancestral roots. They want to stay warm. And then, you know, there's even parts of my ancestry that traces back to Angola, and you know, it's warm over there. So I think, yeah, my body is just, you know, it's my ancestors. They're like, bitch, if you don't go into, like, some better weather. And I'm like, you know, why did you have to have my family meet in Boston? That's my question. Why did I have to be born here? But you know, if I understand, I'm supposed to have a specific chart. And it's my responsibility to move, honestly, because, you know, I do have 12th house energy and 9th house energy. I'm not supposed to stay here. I need to get my Black ass out. But anyways, I'm talking, like, I'm just chatting it up with you guys when I'm actually here for a purpose. Yeah, I'm actually here for a purpose. Actually, you know what? I would love to, like, talk to you guys like this, too, where I'm just, like, chatting it up and, you know, speaking about random astrology stuff. I would love to do that. So if I have nothing to talk about, no one's giving me any suggestions or what I should speak on, I might just do that. Just, like, chat it up, talk about life, apply astrology to it. I think that'd be really cool. I would love to do that. But anywho, I'm here for a specific purpose, is to talk about Mars retrograde, which is happening pretty soon. I think, you know, this will be very helpful for you babies. You know what I'm saying? and, like, let's talk about it. Let's talk about what's going on, okay? So this is going to be a 66-day ordeal, which is about, like, 2 months and some change. And it's happening today, September 9th, 2020. And it's funny because when it comes to GMT, it's happening at 22:22, which is wild, right? So again, in GMT, you know, it's happening at 22:22. So we definitely going to be reading the description of that numerology. Number. I know generally that's connected to pairs and relationships and stuff like that, which makes sense when it comes to this type of situation that we're dealing with, because it's, you know, Mars is in Aries, which is opposite of Libra.
is all about partnerships, and so we definitely have to, seems like this reflection on our personal motivations, and if you know, kind of even thinking like, are we being influenced by our own personal motivations, or is it through other people that we have relationships with? Deep shit, right? Deep ass shit. So it's really interesting. But yeah, I know we have an Easter Standard Time, a 4-hour difference, and so that will be 18:22 for us, which is, what's 18, child? Okay, 16's 4, 5, 6, no, it can't be, child, let me try to calculate this shit. Okay, so 22 is 10, right? Yeah, it is. And then, is GMT? Hopefully I'm doing this right, y'all. Listen, okay, I know you're like, bitch, can you get it together? Too bad, y'all are working with me, okay? We're working this together. Do you feel what I'm saying? Let me do this, though. Like going to Vico. Let me see if we go. Okay. Am I doing this right? I don't think that's. Wait, is GMT the same? Guys, is GMT the same as UTC? I thought it was. Like, apparently I'm wrong. Let me see. Oh, they're saying it's the same current time in practice. So why is it saying... Alright, we're just going to go with AstroSeek, because AstroSeek is usually on point, y'all. So we're going to go with them. Yeah, we're going to go with AstroSeek, which is usually on point. But I think, you know what it could be happening too? Because I usually use Planet Watcher, and I think Planet Watcher doesn't account of when a planet stations. That's what I think is happening here. So yeah, we're gonna use when it stations, because when it stations is really important. Alright, so anyways, I'm sorry, y'all. I know y'all like 8 minutes of blabbering. Can you get it together to me? No, the fuck I can't. Okay, so anyways, let's look at the meaning of 222. I like using The Sacred Scribes by Joanne. Oh my god. Homegirl be on point, okay? So let's read into it. I'm going to start off by reading that or whatever. And then we can kind of, you know, get shit happening, start talking about this whole situation astrologically. But I like using numerology too, because it really be saying a whole last word, which is amazing. So I'm going to read this off, and then we're going to start talking about it astrologically, okay? Angel number 222. Angel number 2222. Angel number 2222 is a powerful number that vibrates to all of the attributes of number 2, amplifying and intensified. Number 2 resonates with service and duty, balance and harmony, adaptability, diplomacy, cooperation, consideration, receptivity, and love, understanding, personal will, the ambition, sensitivity, justice, selflessness, sociability, and support, attention to detail, decisiveness, intuition, caution, flexibility, grace, devotion, mediation, partnerships and relationships, encouragement, faith and trust, and serving and living your divine life purpose and soul mission. Angel number 2222 encourages you to take a balanced, harmonious, and peaceful stance in all areas of your life, no matter what the circumstances. Trust that everything will turn out for the highest good of all in the long term. So do not put your energies into negativities such as fear or worry, but rather be aware that all is being worked out by spirit for the highest good of all involved. With positive affirmations, visualizations, and firm belief in yourself, you will manifest the best outcomes in all areas of your life. Maintain Maintain your connection to the angels and the universal energies and listen to your intuition and angelic guidance. Angel number 2222 reminds you that nothing happens by chance and everything happens for a reason. Maintain a positive attitude and a strong connection with your higher self, and you will find that everything will have positive results and you will receive abundant blessings of many kinds in divine right timing. Keep up the good work you are doing as the evidence of your manifestations are coming to fruition. Let me say that again because I felt like I read that sentence weird. One more time now. Keep up the good work you are doing as the evidence of your manifestations are coming to fruition. All right, that sounds better. Keep the faith and stand strong in your personal truths. Angel number 2222 also reminds you that love is the most important thing of all. Loving yourself is the key ingredient for good health and well-being. And love for thyself, others, and of life connects you with the energies and prosperity of the universal energies. Self-love brings self-expression and allows for creativity and fulfillment. Love yourself and love your life. And number 2222 relates to number 8 and angel number 8. 8 is deeply connected to abundance and like the material and gaining like abundance and security within the material. So I feel like when we do balance our life and really understand exactly what our true motivations and drive is and how we go about things, and if we just slow down and be perspective and reflective, as retrograde energy suggests, we can really balance out our life appropriately and we could really gain the abundance and prosperity that we deserve, you know. Truly, truly believe that. But anyways, let's go ahead and talk about this energy, okay? I'm gonna break it down with Mars being retrograde, and Mars being retrograde in Aries. Or maybe I should do like Mars. Well, okay, I'm just gonna break it down, whatever the fuck I wanna break it down, okay? Mars, I'm sorry, I'm like low-key delirious because when I'm sick, I'm out of it low-key. I got a headache, typical Mars retrograde shit, because Mars rules the head, so of course you'll have a headache. Let's just talk about this shit real quick. I'm just gonna do how things how I want to do. I'm just gonna let shit flow, okay? And I hope you like this conversational style of how I do things, because I actually like it. I feel like I'm really comfortable in this, okay? So let's get it popping, okay? Again, this is a 66-day period of this being retrograde. Mars retrograde is happening between September 9th, 2020 to November 14th, 2020. It's currently stationed, which is a part of the retrograde, and it's stationed at 28 degrees in 8 minutes, okay? Very interesting degree to be stationed in, not exactly 29 degrees. And so it's we're not getting into this final destination and then going backwards. They're like, before you learn that last lesson, bitch, back it the fuck up, okay? That's what the universe is saying. And I think this is really important, especially with how the country is going right now, how the situation is flowing right now. Beyond just the election, just like, and not just this country, this world, man. There's a lot of reasons why, but I love how influential Black America is, because the beautiful thing about it was, I remember when the George Floyd thing happened, people started protesting hard, and, you know, we started noticing everywhere was protesting for George Floyd, but all the other people within their countries that were wrongly murdered by authority figures, and we were fighting for other things too. And of course, you know, everyone's like, it's not like who did it first type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I know Hong Kong's been going hard with their protest, and I know other countries have been going hard, but I felt like with the influence of the George Floyd protest, it really got things going from all over the world. It inspired a lot, And so, like, I love it, right? I think it's dope, but excuse me for the noise in the background. How about, like, I, like, put down my window? That'd be a nice idea, right? Okay. Shit's still loud. God damn it. Anyways, let's keep going. What I think is really dope, though, is that, what I think we need to do, though, is that we, I think it was a beautiful thing for us to cause havoc and destruction to the world, to be like, listen, if you're not gonna give us what we deserve, we're gonna fight for it, and we're gonna make it uncomfortable. One thing y'all need to realize is that things are not love and light and peace and butterflies all the time. There's things that we have to kind of work out the dark energy. We have to, and dark is not negative, it's not bad. It's just the unseen things. It's just things that people find taboo. It's things that people feel uncomfortable with. Very connected to 8th house energy. And a lot of times when things have to end, it ain't gonna be pretty. It's always gonna be emotional. When endings are never happy and frilly and lovely. Like, yes, we can, like, kind of dress it up in that way to make it a little bit easier, but there's always gonna be some sadness. Reminds me of, like, one of my aunt's funerals, right? Most beautiful service. Like, if I die, I would love to go like this. It was very casual. It was a celebratory thing. It was, like, beautiful and peaceful, but, you know, she was cremated, and they put her ashes out in the water, and there was that moment of, wow, this is the end for real. Like, she's gone for real, for real. And it brought sadness, and that's okay. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, afterwards, they celebrated her life like no other. It was the most beautiful thing in the world. She was a healer like me, so I got it from her, which is pretty dope. It's an ancestral thing. But the thing is, though, it's like, you know, we could seriously make the transition a bit easier, but we can't run away from the deep emotions in which the transformation brings. You know what I'm saying? And then there are going to be times when people are hard-headed, when no one's listening, when you feel unheard, when you feel backed up in the corner. People are going to react a certain way, and you just have to deal. You feel me? This is just something that you have to deal with, because that's what you set yourself up for. And so I understand deeply the fight, right? But this reminds me of the energy that I was reading earlier with the eclipse energy. The universe wants us to really think about how we're going about things and balance our energies, balance ourselves, balance how we are feeling, and how we are going about things, so we can really make some change. You know what I'm saying? I think how we handled things was correct, disrupting the order of life and how everything was going. That was beautiful. I think it was necessary for sure. But now we have to go back to the drawing board. You know what I'm saying? This is for everybody in the world that's fighting for something. Anything. It could be something that's social, like the police brutality. It could be something personal within your life. It could be anything. Anything and anywhere in which your Mars is retrograding at in your chart. That sector of your life, the house in which Mars is retrograding. That's what you need to be going back to the drawing board. Making the right moves, and going back to the drawing board is going to be forced upon you, because you're not going to be able to take action. You feel what I'm saying? Like, excuse me for the noise in the background, but you're not going to be able to take action. The universe is going to stop it, especially with Mars squaring Saturn. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be interesting, because the authority is going to be stopping you, right? And they're going to be a little bit more loud with how they're stopping you later on in the transit. But most of the transit, you're not going to be realizing that authority is actually stopping you. Authority is like, no. No, especially because, again, Mars squares Saturn. So we know squares are very conflicting. Saturn represents authority. It's in Capricorn, it's home sign. Feel what I'm saying? Which represents, again, authority and control, but more in a, like, adjective type of way, right? I feel like the planets are, like, again, the planets are the what? The signs of the how, and the houses is where in your life, right? So the thing is that we are really going to be stopped whether we realize it or not, whether it's solid or not. And it's beyond just authority stopping us and us being frustrated by it. The universe is stopping us too. The universe is like, listen, there's another way. Go back to the fucking drawing board. There's a lesson within this. Even though you might be stopped in the wrong way and it's not right, it's fucked up, and it's just not just, it's a lesson within this that the universe is trying to teach us through this experience. Go back to the drawing board, guys. Like, seriously. There's no need, and I understand it's going to be hard, but there's no need to be frustrated. Because the only reason why you're frustrated is because you can't take action. You know what I'm saying? You want to take, you want to move, you can't. Natally, I feel so bad for people who have Mars square Saturn, because they feel like they're busting their ass, working, and they cannot just get things going like how they want. They cannot reach the status. They cannot reach the point of authority. They cannot even reach authority to express themselves, because they keep getting stopped and restricted. It's because you need to go back to the drawing board and figure out how you can claim that authority that you deserve. Do you feel what I'm saying? It's a lesson within it. It's a lesson within it. It's deep, man. But anyways, the reason why I came to the conclusion like that, Mars represents taking action, right? Physically taking action, pushing forward, going about something in a certain way, right? Literally, us taking action. Aries is connected to our motivations. Well, let me just say it like this. Let me flip it. Mars is our motivations and our drives. Aries is us taking action for those motivations and drives, right? And then retrograde energy represents us thinking back and being reflective about it, being introspective about it. So when you put it all together, you know, when it comes to our motivations and our passions and our drives, you know, and how we go about taking action onto those things, we need to go back to the drawing board, be reflective and introspective, because how we're going about things right now, I just see 2222 right now, 2222. You know, how we're going about them is wrong. It may not be completely wrong, but wrong for the goals that we're trying to obtain, and trying to make ourselves be seen by authority, and in terms of us trying to really create transformation in the right way. You know what I mean? In terms of when it comes to us gaining that abundance that we feel like we deserve. Breaking dogmas and indoctrinations that no longer serve us. You know what I'm saying? So it's just something that you need to think about. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be angry. And you have to think about it. Why am I so mad? When you really go to the root of it all, you're going to be realizing I'm angry because I want to take action towards something and I can't. I'm being stubborn. And I'm going like a train straight ahead. Typical Mars shit, right? How I have my passion and my drive, and I ain't listening to nobody. I'm just going to do what I want to do. No. Pull it back, baby. You feel me? Gotta pull it back. You gotta pull it back. You're gonna have no choice but to pull it back. Do you feel what I'm saying? Okay? I really want you to realize that, y'all. Seriously. And with the sun being in Virgo in general too, it's the steps on how we go about things. And then this is happening with a moon in Gemini, my nigga. Like, listen, it's how we are thinking, it's our mindset, and how we are actually executing it in a practical sense. Two mercurial ass energies is happening when Mars is actually stationing and about to go into retrograde. We have to look back and really think about how we, first of all, our fucking mindset when it comes to executing things based off our emotions and how we're feeling, but also, you know, how we are actually executing it in a practical way, the things that we are thinking and wanting and we're trying to, you know, figure out. We need to go back to the drawing board, look through the details. These are both detail-oriented ass signs right here, and our luminaries. Again, go back to the drawing board. Don't just move based off of your passions and your motivations and your drive. Really think things through. We're gonna, I keep saying, man, we're gonna see more protests. We're gonna see more fires. We're gonna see more anger overall. We're gonna see more fight against authority. And it's gonna seem like nothing is working, nothing is happening. It's because we're going about it incorrectly. And we need to use these 2 months to really figure out a plan. I swear to God, this came into my mind right now. If we could literally try to devise this plan right now, and literally we can have anybody we want, as I'm talking about the United States, can have anybody that we want be elected. If we were to kind of come together and really reflect on how we can go about it, go about electing whoever the hell we want for presidency or any election. If we were to just really, all of us, go back, reflect, figure out how we can go about shit, and then execute, we could really do that. While Mars is still retrograding, we could do it. We could. But are we going to get there? Probably not. I personally don't have faith in the collective. and I should, man. I'm Aquarius rising, but man, I've been so disappointed. But you never know. I honestly, this whole like George Floyd situation that happened in late spring, man, I was just so proud of the collective, and it really changed my mind on how beautiful we could be and how caring that we could be. Understanding that we could be. It was like a dope ass thing to experience. And so, you know, I'm learning. I'm getting there. But Lord Jesus. Oh my God. This Mars retrograde is going to hit me a lot. It's hitting some personal points in my cha-cha. It is. But, you know, it's, what can you do? I think it's going to be some annoying, harsh lessons. But the best thing to do when energy is retrograde is to follow the energy. So like I said, y'all, don't be like, yeah, it's Mars retrograde, but I want to do this, so I'm going to do this, and I'm going to release that, and I'm going to go forward with that. Follow the energy. Trust me, I'm the person that went through Venus retrogrades, Mars retrogrades, Mercury retrogrades in the past like 3 years, and have not had an ex reach out during those times. And that, you know, those retrogrades, exes always reach out. They don't reach out to me. And it's before I changed my number, by the way. I changed my number recently. But this is before then, because, like, and this is ex-friends, ex-relationships, ex-situationships, whatever. And it's because the reason why exes come back during these times is it's trying to teach you, because you're not listening and you're not, like, seeing, okay, this placement's happening right now. I need to reflect on this thing. Because you're not listening, the universe is like, okay, we're gonna make you listen by bringing someone in your life to help make you, like, force feed you this lesson and annoy the fuck out of you so you can understand what's happening, you know. And so my suggestion for this, y'all, is to follow the energy of Mars in Aries, and Mars is retrograding in Aries, basically. Follow the energy, I'm telling you. Like, that's what I've been doing, and that's why, like, for instance, Pluto conjunct Sun was not that difficult for me. Pluto conjunct Mercury, I'm not gonna front. I had some times, child. It's very internal, because, you know, this is all happening in my 12th house. Very internal, but that's why it's not affecting me as much as it's affecting other people. I'm literally surrendering and being like, what do you want me to do, universe? Help me. You know, I don't remember transits. I don't look at transits every day. But if I'm feeling a certain type of way, I look at the transit and be like, all right, what do I have to do? You know what I'm saying? So I felt like you guys would do the same thing. Like, what do I have to do? Lead me, universe. Lead me, Most High. Lead me, God. What do you want me to do? Okay? So I want you guys to keep that in mind. And I want you guys to not lash out, for the love of God. Please don't. To really practice patience, to really practice stillness, to really practice controlling your anger, for the love of God, please. Please. And all that shit. The cool thing about this Mars retrograde, though, is that all the aspects are separating. And so even though Mars is technically going to be hitting these energies, it's past energy. So there's nothing that's going to, I don't think there's anything that's going to actually happen during this time that's going to smack us up too much. But what's going to happen is we're going to have to revisit a lot of past shit. And it's going to, it's going to cause us to react, which may make new situations happen, but it's all leading to something that happened in the past. Now, I talked about separating and applying aspects. This is really important. I'm just going to say a quick word about this so you guys can understand. Separating aspects is basically when, two planets are aspecting, but they're moving apart. That's when they're separating. But when two planets are aspecting and they're coming closer and closer together, that's applying. Now, when energies are applying, that means that, okay, you can assume, if you're doing predictive astrology, that something's about to pop. And so when the energy gets close and it's a tight aspect and they're practically on top of each other, something's definitely going to happen there. But it's kind of like, the more closer it gets, the more like tense the situation happens, or the more heavy the situation is, or the more strong the orb is, right? And so with that being said, you know, the orb's going to be, or the aspect's going to be super duper strong, you know, the closer it is, no matter if it's a good aspect or a bad aspect, right? So there's that. But when it's separating, you know, it already got close and now they're moving away from each other, so the situation's not going to be as difficult. However, this Mars retrograde is interesting because although while we're putting a stamp and using the birth chart of Mars retrograde, and we're seeing it separating, Mars is retrograding back and it's hitting those planets again. But again, it is going to hit those planets direct and closely. Not direct, but it's going to hit those planets in a closer orb, and we're going to feel it, but it's due to things that we have to review that already happened. And it's up to you to not make the situation escalate. Do you feel what I'm saying? So this is why I said there's more protests is going to be happening, not due to a new situation, but it's kind of like we're mad all over again, less wild out. Or it might be like, see, the same situation's happening again, we're gonna wild out, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be like that, you know what I mean? So like, I can see something crazy happening and we have to protest again for police brutality, but I don't see us protesting for something new. Like, unfortunately, I don't see us now protesting for sex trafficking. It's going to be protesting things that were already an issue with authority, with relationships and relating and legalities, with like feeling like we're being, energies are being empowered through our energies, and with like negative things that are just like plaguing us and stuff like that. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I'm seeing for that side of things, okay? But anyways, let's speak on this real quick, okay? So, the first aspect is Mars is going to be square Venus at a 5-degree orb, almost 6. They're separating during the snapshot of when Mars is stationing, when the retrograde is starting. And so, you know, oof, people are going to be arguing in their personal relationships. Like, my goodness, you guys are just not going to be getting each other, you know. Venus is going to be in Leo, but early degree Leo. And so there's going to be, you know, they're both in the same element still. And so these are not the worst squares. However, you know, it's still a square at the end of the day. And so it's going to kind of be, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to just look good, or are you really trying to go towards a passion or go towards this personal motivation? That's going to be the argument there. Are you trying to just show out? Are you trying to just look good within this relationship, or do you really want to push forward and make effort Or do you have this personal motivation that's happening here? You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a fight between compromise, but compromising to just to look good, or is it, you know, it's going to be an argument between that, or just like you kind of using your personal motivations to get certain things done without the consideration of others. You get what I'm saying? Very, very interesting energy there. And it's going to be, again, like I said, because it's a separating aspect, past issues that's being reintroduced into these next 2 months, okay? I definitely see some legalities happening when it comes to the overall collective with Venus square Mars. Past legalities, past situations like that is going to, again, be... is going to be like something that we're going to be approaching again. However, the dope thing about this is Mars and Leo are going to continue to separate. So it's not going to be, I'll say in this sense, it's not going to be us revisiting the past necessarily. I think in this type of sense, actually, I'm going to say it like this. In this way, I feel like what's going to happen is it's a continuation of you trying to work out a past situation that already happened. So when Mars and Venus were squared at a tighter degree, is you revisiting that moment. So let me actually go back to Planet Watcher to pick out the exact time of when this square. So last week, right? Did something happen to you last week that really pissed you off and your partner really wasn't catching each other? That thing that happened last week around the 3rd, you're going to be revisiting it about the next 2 months, you know? And it's going to be something that is plaguing your mind and you're trying to work out. It's going to be a theme, even if it's subconscious, right? It's going to be a theme of you being pissed off about that situation that happened last week with you and a business partner, or romantic partner, or best friend, whatever, right? And it's going to be like, ugh, like this situation annoyed me. Are we compromising? Or are we just being selfish? You know what I mean? Are we nurturing? Or are we really trying to just push towards our things that we want to do? It's satisfying ourselves, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna be the thing there, okay? But people are not gonna be so quiet about it. They're gonna be a little bit more expressive during this time. It's very interesting times here. What else do I see? Okay, Mars is also gonna be squaring Saturn at a 2-degree orb, 2-degree and some change. Be separating, and so yes, we are going to be fighting authority like a motherfucker over past situations, and it's going to be interesting. So let's actually look when Mars and Saturn were exactly square. So this is like situations that happened in the past, but especially the last full week of August, so the week of the 23rd to the 29th. We're really going to be revisiting things connected to that time. And it's going to be really heavy. I'll tell you what, it's going to be really heavy. It's going to be really heavy, like the 27th, that week of September. That's when it's going to be harsh. Which is interesting because that's around the time in which Saturn is going to be direct. And so authority is going to feel like they need to buck up. You know what I mean? And we're going to feel debilitated. So I wouldn't be surprised, for instance, if like we protesting something, we're trying to do something, and authority just like really goes heavy handed. And we're going to feel stuck. I wouldn't even be surprised too with that T-square happening with Mercury. If, because it's going to be Saturn. Saturn, Mars, and Mercury is having a T-square at this moment, right? Not at this moment, excuse me, later on in the month, right? I wouldn't be surprised if we have to quarantine again late September, early October. Or like there's a whole bunch of cases in late September, early October, which will lead to a quarantine. And people just doing what they want to do and going with their own logic, and authorities kind of like putting their foot down, snipping, like really going hard. And you know, like I say all the time, the answer to the T-square is that missing leg that's stopping it from being a grand cross. But stopping it from being a grand cross is cancer. Stay your fucking ass home. Going back home, going to your roots, you know what I mean? Doing the things that you've been doing. Doing the things that your ancestor has been doing too. You know, that's energy is going to be happening late September, but it's going to be really hot during that time. During the week of the 27th, man, that's going to be quite interesting. I would even say the week of the 20th too, the 20th and the 27th. Like late September, early October is gonna be hot, y'all. Alright, so but authorities gonna really put their foot down that little half of week of September, like the 29th and shit, like around that time. 29, it could be like that. Just late September, early October. Okay, so just be aware of that T square happening. Stay your ass where you be. Be safe. You know what I mean? But authorities, you know, it's not retrograde no more. They devised their plan already. They're gonna be pushing forward, baby. All right, and it's square, so we're not gonna be happy about it. To be honest, I'm just gonna be real with you guys. So be aware of that. But it may be feeling just in general, even in your just everyday life, right? That I'm pushing towards something, I'm working towards something, and it's not actualizing. It's not working out. If you are feeling that way, try to relax, meditate, balance yourself, right? And go back to the drawing board, like I mentioned. And don't let that time, late September, early October, fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Don't let it get you really angry, because shit's gonna, it's gonna be harsh, okay? So I want you to keep that in mind too, okay? Another thing too, there's gonna be another square. The square is going to be with Pluto and Mars at a 5.5 degree orb separating. Jesus Christ. Mars square Pluto is kind of, it's really tough. It's a power play. You know, a lot of people's kind of like love to give the power play energy to the Capricorn and Saturn energy. That's more Pluto Scorpion. Scorpio energy, really. A lot of power play. You're trying to make moves, and someone's manipulating in the secret, in the side, doing little Jedi mind tricks, manipulating your emotions to not let you move the way you want to move. And Pluto's in Capricorn, so it's going to be more of an authoritative ass energy that's doing that, doing a lot of power playing, doing a lot of funny shit that's going to piss you off, and you feel like you're being played. It's going to be quite uncomfortable. There's going to be a lot of fights. Even in Sinistry, when I see Mars square Pluto, I see a lot of fights and things that could kind of lead to being physical. It's not for everybody, of course. I don't want to scare people that may have this Sinistry wise. However, because this is a separating thing, I feel like, again, this is something from the past that has happened of us being physically harmed by like someone really trying to have some power play, i.e. the police brutality type of stuff, the ICE situations, and us revisiting it and getting mad all over again and being physical. Now please be careful with the being physical side. I understand that sometimes you gotta be direct, but again, Mars is retrograde. We need to reflect, and we need to make sure that the way that we're moving is correct and is right. And honestly, I think we should be trying to not go ahead and take action until Mars is direct again. Should be all planning time here on how we move. And this is when it comes to your personal life and the collective social issues that we're having. You feel me? So be careful too when it comes to that. But definitely us revisiting situations which we felt abused emotionally and physically. whether it's by authority, whether it's by someone who's trying to do some power play, whatever, power, like, power playing, I guess, I don't know, I feel like that's the wrong thing to say, power games, something, I don't know, shit. Again, guys, I'm tired, I need to take a nap, but you get what I'm fucking saying, though, right? I hope you do. Anyways, this is something that definitely is going to be revisited, that we need to focus on. It's going to be a more of an October-y type of vibe, mid-October-y, early to mid-October-y vibe, so be aware of that when we heavily revisit those moments. Be careful when it comes to, I feel like kind of like taking action and feeling like you can't do anything may lead to death. So this is why I really want people to fall back and plan correctly. Another thing too is that I want people to, you know, watch out for your friends who you have a feeling or you personally know that might be in domestic disputes. Please check on them, make sure they're good, protect yourself. If you're in that situation, again, I'm not trying to scare you guys, but I want you guys to be safe. And there, situations like that can happen. I guess it is what it is, man. So, you know, we're supposed to use astrology to prepare for situations, to not be scared, like, oh, this is definitely going to happen. But again, to prepare and let go and let God. Kind of like prepare by doing things practically that you need to do. Say that quick little prayer. Believe in that prayer. Know that the Most High, your ancestors, got you. Let it go. You know what I'm saying? But also don't forget to do the practical things in the earthly realm to make sure that you're good too. Okay? That's key, baby. That is key. You feel what I'm saying? But I feel like in October too, we're gonna, like in late September, we're gonna understand like who the real enemy is as well. With these energies like Saturn and Pluto going direct, we're gonna understand who the real enemy is. We're going to feel very overwhelmed as Jupiter comes closer and closer to Mars. It's going to be really angry. But I think it's going to actually promote us to, again, devise a bigger plan, to really use our brains and try to, you know, again, this is on a personal and collective sense, to try to figure out what can we do? How can we fix this? How can we fix this? You know, straight up. Running out of time, you know, I wanted this to be short, but I'm already almost at an hour, so I'm going to talk about the sextile aspect that's happening to the North Node that's separating too, and then I'm going to talk about quickly what Mars stationing at, you know, at 28 degrees Aries, if it's hitting any fixed planets, and I'm going to cut it, okay? So, real quick with Mars sextile and North Node, we're learning. It's going to be a peaceful learning process, thankfully, because we have all these squares, but we're learning how to think for ourselves. We're learning to, you know, be open-minded to kind of going back to what we know instead of going back to dogma and indoctrination. And we're going to learn because through us kind of sitting back and thinking through and reflecting and thinking, like, it's going to almost be like a mistake or like a surprise where you're like, no, I'm sticking to this dogma, to this indoctrination, to this way of that I always kind of follow. And then you're going to notice while following it, like, but why do we do that though? But why is it like this? But what's going on? So you're going to literally like almost fall into thinking for yourself and not falling for indoctrinated things that no longer serves you. Not dropping indoctrination and dogma completely, but dropping the things that no longer serve you anymore. You know what I mean? Definitely going to be doing that. That's going to be quite interesting. And it's all going to be us just through us naturally following the things that we're indoctrinated in. And bam, learning to like, actually my idea makes more sense. And I don't have an answer to why my idea doesn't make sense because no one would tell me. And I'm feeling in my spirit that my thoughts are correct. It might be a clear cognizance thing. I'm going to follow through. It's going to be like that. It's going to be quite interesting. Which is something I think is needed too. Because we have to learn to think for ourselves. Yes, the ancients and the people in our past definitely knew what the hell they were talking about. We're more tapped in. But we need to think for ourselves. Because we are currently living in this. this time as well. Learn how to incorporate very lover's card vibes. You feel what I'm saying? Balancing the old and the new. All right? Now, let me conclude this with going to, you know, my favorite site. Shout out to astrologyking.com. You know, I love that place so much. Great information there. If you guys want to know just about general stuff with astrology, but especially fixed star energy, it's lit. It's really lit. So, there's a couple of fixed stars that are aspecting, but let me make sure that it's exactly aspecting. So, you know, Mars is going to be stationed at 28 degrees and 8 minutes. So, let me, is it aspecting Alfred? So, 28 degrees. So we got a lot of shit to fucking go through. So there's three, actually four. God damn it. there's four things. So let's see. Oh, I didn't know there was a fixed star called Vertex. Beyond just the vertex from the that we calculate, but there's actually a fixed star called Vertex. That is interesting. Okay, let's talk about Alfred first. And it's gonna be quick because I got less than 10 minutes, okay? So, according to Astrology King, Alfred gives preparedness, steadiness, determination, and final success. That's beautiful. It's indicative of success through determination. I love it. Yes, bitch. Yes. And so it's through, but again, it's Mars retrograde, so it's through us reflecting on the way that we move during this time, and then when Mars is direct, executing our plans that we've made. You know what I'm saying? And once we do that, man, I'm telling you, things will work out beautifully. Of course, they don't have a Mars conjunct Alfred description, but I like the way that I used it. So that's what we're going to say for that one. Yes, I like it. It's dope. The next is Vertex. Vertex is at 27 degrees Aries. And oh, it's in the Andromeda constellation. That's our cousin right next to Andromeda. There's some 100 kilometers. It's approaching the Milky Way at 100 kilometers per second. So I wonder if that's gonna be when we move to the 4D or 5D, when Andromeda actually hits the Milky Way. We won't be alive by then, but you know. That's interesting. Or maybe that's when the world's gonna end. Shit, who knows? Anyways, Vertex is connected to blindness, injuries to the eyes, sickness, and violent death. And remember how I kept saying that I felt like something's gonna pop off and we're gonna have like protests due to it? It's long-standing issues that we already had, but something may pop up to make us react to it again. So please be careful with your head too. Again, it's Aries energy. So please, 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 guys, be careful. Wear helmets. Protect yourself. If we're gonna be, protesting, like, make sure you just protect yourself. Watch all the stuff that you need to protect yourself in this process. Please, 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 please. I don't want any of you guys to get hurt. Okay. They do have a little word about Mars conjunct Vertex here. But what I would say with my personal interpretation of this, I forgot to add this too. The energy of Vertex is adventurous, perfidious, insolent, wanton, brutal, danger to eyes. So it's kind of like, again, us moving based off of our motivations, our drives, and what we want, which might be like good at heart, but at the same time, y'all, again, our plan is not right. We need to go back to the fucking drawing board, because it will literally lead to violence and you get hurt. Do you feel what I'm saying? Please, please, please listen to me with this, okay? Please. All right. So this is what they say. That was my interpretation. This is what Astrology King says. Mars conjunct Virtus. This position is quite devastating as it activates all of the fixed star positions involved in the head area. Its energy multiplies eye problems, greatly increased difficulties with the pineal and pituitary glands. This is an individual that is born blind and would be and it would be irreversible. The following list of famous people with Mars conjunct Virtus shows this channeled material to be inaccurate. Oh, that's interesting. So there's a couple of people who have this who actually is not blind. So some of these people are Tobey Maguire, Geraldo Rivera, Trish McKelvey, Princess Caroline of Hanover, and a couple of other people, but we have to keep this going, okay? But hey, you never know, they might become blind later. So hopefully they don't. Hopefully, and another thing too, you gotta keep in mind too, they might have other energies aspect in this that promotes that to not happen. So I always like to look deeper into people's charts instead of just saying, ah, placement, let's run with it. You know what I'm saying? But still, I want you to be careful, especially because in the protest, a lot of people had injuries to their eyes and to their head through the rubber bullets and shit. So please, please be careful, okay? Also, motorcycle, wear a helmet. Biking, wear a helmet. Any type of like motorized bike, wear a helmet. Wear your seatbelts, all of that, okay? Okay, I gotta hurry up, y'all. Fixed star Elrisha. Elrisha is connected to unifying influence. That's beautiful. So maybe all the right people unifying, coming together. It's a bright star, which is pretty. It has a unifying influence. That's all they really say about it. So again, if we think back and plan correctly on how we should take action after Mars is direct, we can really, make some real changes and really do the things that we need to do to be successful in any of our actions. Again, both personally and collectively. Okay? They don't have anything that is talking about Mars conjunct Elrisha, so we're gonna move forward. All right, 3 more minutes, y'all. Oh shit, last one. Barak, I might pronounce this incorrectly, but Mars is going to be conjunct Barak. And Barak gives personal beauty, a brilliant mind, a love of home, great devotion, forgiveness, love, overcoming by kindness, renown, and good fortune in marriage. This is Lily. It could also bring difficulties. It could bring difficulties, but it also brings goodness. You know, a balance between like Venus and Saturn vibes, you know what I'm saying? In traditional astrology, how they like see things. You know, Saturn's always negative to not traditional astrology, but like old school astrology. You know what I'm saying? I forgot the term. I can't think of it right now because I'm like tired and shit. So I feel like this is kind of talking about the fact that we need to be home and comfortable being home and working on our personal emotions, our family emotional situations and things like that. Again, us thinking back, reflecting, and working on those things. However, how Astrology King is speaking of Mars conjunct Barak is ill-mannered, boisterous, evil associations, maybe tramp. God damn. What a read. Shit. That's interesting. So it kind of gives me the vibe of like people partnering up with the wrong people to kind of pull themselves up, evil associations, you know, even that tramp vibe too. So anyways, that's what I have for you guys. I already talked about that T-square happening, but that's later on. I don't see any aspect patterns happening really. I don't see no aspect patterns really happening there. From a quick look at it, if I see something, I'll talk about it later. This is about to end now, but I hope you guys have a good Mars retrograde energy with the next 2 months. Remember, don't get too antsy, don't react. Think about your personal reactions, think about your personal motivations and your drive and how you take action towards it. heal that shit, cause especially because Chiron is in Aries, and so there's right now we're thinking about times in which we felt that our motivation and drive couldn't be, you know, done. Heal that, fix that, and this shit's about to end. So bye, y'all. Love you. God bless. Peace.